If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Everybody, happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this March 17th, 2025. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Yep, got to wear that green on St. Patty's Day. Don't
You've got
forget.
Your green capsody. I've got a green.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much green. I found this. This is a polo shirt.
I don't have a lot of green either.
And Jason Bishop's here. I don't think he has any green.
I don't have any green in the house.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't even have a green golf shirt.
Not a single item of apparel with green in it.
I looked. Looked this morning.
Interesting.
I think the most Irish of us three.
Don't have anything. I'm not representing.
Mm. You don't even have Irish gear. You have a lot of Irish gear. You could have worn that. It's not usually green. Most of it's blue.
Yeah, I don't
blue
have
and gold.
I don't. Since Bray left, I don't have much more really? Irish stuff.
You're running out.
Didn't you just get some free George Mason gear?
You did. Yeah, I think we all did.
I don't know if I did.
You might have missed
you
out
didn't
that
snag
day
any?
Tony Skin was in.
Or maybe that was when you were in Florida. No, weren't you here Tony when Tony Skin was here?
Of course. But I don't
Nothing
remember.
Was your size?
Maybe not. Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Maybe nothing your size.
I definitely don't have any George Mason gear.
Yeah.
By the way, I went to the George Mason game yesterday.
I saw that.
A-10 championship. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's funny. Drab said that he was thinking about going. He's like, how did you buy your tickets? I was like, no, I hit up JVS last second.
Very good.
And I go to the suite, the Monumental Sports Suite.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, it was Dylan, and one family of four.
Right.
That was it.
Hey,
that place was empty.
Perfect.
But really great atmosphere. You know, it's the A-10 championship, so the upper bowl.
Yeah.
There nobody's sitting in the upper bowl.
Understood.
But a lively crowd. I would say, I think there was more George Mason fans there, but there was a pretty big VCU contingent.
Mm-hmm.
And George Mason kept it close, but just couldn't get over the hump.
Right.
They had a three-pointer at the buzzer, which could have tied the game. But VCU advances.
It was a very chippy game. Very physical. A lot of turnovers.
It was a long game.
Defensive game.
A lot of fouls.
You know, there was technicals. I mean, it was just a chippy, chippy game. It was fun to watch, and I was certainly pulling for Mason. But VCU's just better. Position by position.
Yeah, I think that they were the more talented team. But I mean, George Mason, credit to Tony Skin because he had his team competing there and mm-hmm. they had a chance to tie the game there at the end.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. My son pointed this out because we just went to the Wizards game with Cakes and his son mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago. And we were right there by the players.
Yeah, right next to the bench. Amazing seats.
They try so much harder in college basketball.
Right.
Well, of course.
Now, they're not as good. They're not as good.
You're just now figuring that
no,
one out.
No, but it's just, you know, you get reminded every
right,
once in a while.
You're struck by it.
And I did tell him, because, look, I love the NBA, And I was trying to defend the NBA, saying, look, we went to a regular season game. Mm-hmm. This is a championship game where you have all of these alums mm-hmm. pulling for their teams to try and make it to the NCAA tournament. Now, VCU probably would have made it even if they lost. George Mason had to win.
No, I don't think VCU would
have. You don't think they would have?
I think it was a one-bid conference. Just based on listening to the the committee chair after the brackets came out, I don't think VCU was getting in. I think it was a one bidder.
Anyway, it was exciting.
Well, here's the thing about VCU. VCU and Ryan Odom's a very good coach. He's won mm-hmm. everywhere. And word on the street is that he's going to be on top of the list for UVA because UVA is looking for a head coach.
What about Villanova?
Possibly Villanova, too. Yeah. I heard some interesting things about Villanova. I'll tell you during break.
Oh, yeah. Some insider skinny.
Yeah. I don't want to go on record with this one. But VCU is just an old team. I mean, mm-hmm. the kid, Jordan Clark, or Jack Clark, he's been in college for 7 years.
That's amazing, because he had a great baseball career, too.
Yeah, big power hitter. But Shulga is, the Ukrainian kid. He came mm-hmm. over from Utah State when Ryan Odom came over. A lot of these other guys, Bamisil, he started out Virginia Tech. He's been at, like, four different schools.
Right.
I mean, all of these kids have been in college forever. So it certainly helps in games like that when you can have an older veteran team that's seen all types of games, all types of results. But, yeah, VCU, that was a good game. It was fun to watch.
I saw our guy Awad from a distance, and I texted him. We weren't able to get together, but he was there on the front row because he does the halftime show and post-game show and I think the pregame show mm-hmm. for VCU. So he had to have been fired up.
Adam was all over CBS at the end when they – you fouled at the buzzer and they thought the game was over mm-hmm. and they had to go back and review it and the players ran into the front row.
Yeah.
It was like a close-up of Awad on CBS.
Did he have his phone up? I saw him like recording what was happening.
No. But he was like fist pumping.
Yeah.
Oh, I turned it off.
I think they all dapped him up.
Nice.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's like a VCU insider.
He was like a part of the celebration.
Yeah. Hey, well, he's interviewing the guys for post-game show. So, yeah, VCU advances.
They'll play BYU. That's going to be an interesting game because VCU is a defensive team. BYU doesn't play much defense, but they shoot the three probably as good as anybody in the country.
Of course, Maryland gets a 4 seed into the tournament, and they lose at the buzzer once again. Is that 4 times this season they've lost at the buzzer?
Mm-hmm. 4 devastating buzzer-beater losses. And
that was terrible defense.
That ending play against Michigan, like as soon as Queen sank the free throws, as soon as he got fouled, I was like, well, there's 5.3 seconds left. That's an eternity. But I didn't expect the Michigan guard
He went down in 3.25 seconds.
Dude, as soon as I saw the big man take it out, I knew I could have drew that up in my head. As soon as I saw the big man take it out, I said, well, they're just going to give it to him with a head of steam.
Like, once he got in the lane, Juju is just anchored to the floor. Like, I guess he didn't want to leave his man because if he takes a step or two towards the driving guard, then he just dishes. That guy gets a layup. That was just a mind-numbing ending.
They got rebounded a ton, though, didn't they, in that game?
I don't know the rebounding numbers.
I can't remember what
I think they got dominated on the boards.
But you've got to make the kid turn. Yes. You got to make him turn once.
You have to impede him somehow.
Right, you make him turn. Like
he faced literally no resistance.
Correct. It was awful defense by them.
I mean, it was distressing ending.
But, and Michigan wins the Big Ten tournament, but it gets a 5 seed.
Right.
That was kind of interesting. But, yeah, it was fun to watch. And this week is great because you've got games to look forward to for tournament technically starts tomorrow, but Thursday, Friday, and then into the weekend.
I've already got my pool invites, and clearly I've turned my son into a degenerate because he said, what about survivor pools? I'm sure they'll come. I'm sure we'll get an invite to a survivor pool.
Well, I usually run a survivor pool, but people are texting me and emailing me about it, but I just haven't put it together.
It's not in your heart yet?
It's not in my heart.
Remember,
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Remember, your pool and bracket are not official if you're not choosing the play-in games.
See, he's very, very militant about the play-in games. Have to be
you
included.
You have to select Texas or Xavier and mm-hmm. The 16s
for the play-in games. You got AU or the Mount.
You have to pick those games or your bracket's unofficial.
I understand.
I feel like it's official whatever rules the pool you enter in.
Well, if
my pool You know, my buddy Brian sent a pool, and he doesn't care about the play-in. Well, it's official then. Who cares?
But if you're in one of Valdez, yes. or Valdez is running it, you're picking those play-in games.
Right.
Or you are out. You're not in the mix.
Yeah, I agree.
So you so hold on. Your bracket doesn't start till Thursday?
I actually haven't read the rules. I'm just saying that there are some that don't care about those games. You obviously do.
Well, according to the official NCAA game on CBS Sports, it doesn't start till Thursday.
See? Right. Like I said, it just depends on the contest and the rules.
They disrespect
your contest is going to have different rules.
They disrespect the first four. I mean, what if Texas or Xavier or San Diego State or North Carolina end up winning their first round game against the sixth seed, and then they advance into the second round? You just get whoever wins that first game?
Like, you don't get two teams because you pick the 11
to advance. I agree. I think you got to pick either Texas, Xavier, San Diego State, or Carolina. I agree.
Or
now, the 16s, it doesn't really matter because they ain't beating the ones. But.
Or your bracket doesn't go out until after the first four games, and then those teams are locked in.
Right.
Like, you can't just fill out your bracket today and have the Texas or Xavier advancing and get two teams.
Right.
Well, I'm only doing one bracket contest, and that's with my family.
That's it.
I don't do any more. I used to do a bunch. I'm not doing them anymore.
That is consolidated. This is shocking news.
No, that's been a few years.
Hmm.
I do survivor pools, or you pick teams from each seed. So
right.
You get 10 picks. You pick one seed, one, two seed, all the way down to 9. And then your 10th pick has to be a double digit. It could be a 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever. And then it's total number of wins. Yeah. I actually think that's pretty cool.
Don't send me that invite.
You don't want to be in that one?
How much?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not running it. Someone else runs it. But it's actually pretty cool because you can only pick one seed, one two seed, one three seed, and then you just kind of total up the wins. It's very easy.
Yeah.
Cakes has animosity towards it.
No animosity.
He doesn't care. He doesn't
ambivalence. Ambivalence.
Okay.
That's the correct term.
Why don't we do the get out the big paper roll that we used to do here? And, and everyone picks a team.
Uh-huh.
You remember how we used to do that?
Trying to remember.
Like, if you had 8 people in it, and then everybody would get 8 teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm all in.
And nobody has the same teams. So if Jason goes first,
so
he's going
to pick. So it's a draft.
It's a draft.
Yeah.
I do like
the problem with drafts. The problem with drafts is some of the guys they take forever.
Yeah.
They take forever to, sure. to draft their teams. I'd almost rather do it the other way where you just pick one seed. You can pick whoever you want.
Right. I guess we'll figure it out.
The draft will take freaking 4 days.
Anyway, this is the time of year where everybody's got action. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the office who doesn't know anything about college basketball, including some of us. Yeah.
You know what's
we'll participate.
What's interesting about the tournament this year and the automatic qualifiers, or just the regular season champs, is out of the 31 conferences, I believe 20 of the regular season title winners won the conference tournament. I think that's a huge number. So 20 out of 31 regular season teams that won the regular season, so the American universities of the world, also won the conference tournament. So I just think you're going to see some really good teams in this tournament, especially at the mid-major level, and you're going to see some upsets.
We'll be talking about it throughout the show. Chris Nocke is going to join us at 8 o'clock, so we'll talk some college hoops with the Terps color analyst, Mark Packer, who's great, will join us coming up at 9:25. Also, our pal Grant Paulson will join us to fill us in on some Nats spring training. I know he was there with Danny. I heard one of his interviews yesterday. So we'll get up to date on what's going on with the Washington Nationals from our pal Grant Paulson, scheduled to join us coming up at 7:20 here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The Junkies. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Now, I mentioned last week that my daughter was training for the LA Marathon, and she got hit by a car last week and bruised her knee. It wasn't anything super serious.
Hit by a car in her car or just
no,
when she
was
running?
Running.
Oh, geez.
And a car was taking a turn to the right. The person did the old look to the left and then turned right into her.
Mm.
I think she kind of jumped on the hood of the car the way she described it because she could see it kind of coming. But she ran the marathon anyway and finished in 3:32. So congrats to my daughter.
That's awesome.
That's Kelsey.
Really good. That's really good, even especially considering she got hit by a car like a week before the event.
Yeah, she texted me.
Impressive.
She said, she asked me what her time was. You can track it. So I was like tracking it. And she said 3:32 with 2 porta potty breaks.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
It's moving. That's impressive.
Very.
I don't think I did the porta potty break when I did the marathon.
I definitely did. Somehow, I don't know how I did it. I didn't pee when I
right.
when I did my marathon. I just kept going.
I remember Farley ran with me in the first marathon that I ran. I've run
yeah.
two.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of, he trained me and was kind of,
sure.
he said he was only going to run a mile with me and he ended up doing the whole damn thing.
Of course.
Thing.
That guy gets so horny for marathons.
But I remember he stop for a porta potty break.
Mm-hmm.
He caught up with me so quick. Yeah, like you would think, like I keep going. Like,
no, he's one of the top marathoners in the world. Like he's probably top 1 or 2% for finishing in marathons.
Yeah, I mean those guys.
He's just
a different breed.
Stud.
But that's cool, man.
No, that's
that
great.
She ran 3.5 hours, especially with a bum knee.
3:32 with 2 porta potty breaks. You figure each one of those takes 45 seconds to a minute.
At least
she would have run 2 minutes better or more.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's her 6th marathon, and she said she's remarkably consistent. They're always within 10 to 15 minutes.
No, that's great.
So that wasn't her fastest, but her fastest is in, you know, the 3:20 range, and her
yeah.
slowest is probably in like the 3:35 to 3:40 range.
She's a machine.
So maybe a 20-minute range.
Yeah.
So props to her for doing that over the weekend.
I witnessed a hit and run on Friday after the show.
Really?
2 blocks up the road right next to that church.
Oh, right next to St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah.
Right on the corner.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's the name of the church. Yeah.
By NAB.
By the NAB, yeah.
National Association of Broadcasters. And what did you do?
Well, I mean.
You drove around it? Or did you stop to wait for the police?
I stopped, and I asked the girl if she was okay. She was a woman with her son in the car. A U-Haul truck just pounded her in the driver's side. Luckily, it wasn't right in the doorway. It was kind of in the back of the car.
And then it just took off into traffic?
Well, he pulled over for like 3 or 4 minutes, and I went outside and got outside and asked her if she was okay, and her son. They were fine. They were just a little stunned. And then all of a sudden, a cop just so happened to be driving up the street, and I waved him down.
Right.
And he got out of the car, and he put his lights on. He got out of the car, and he asked if the girl was okay.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, she's just a little stunned. And then the U-Haul truck took off and started driving down the street towards 395. And then the cop got in the car and said, I'll be back. Sped off. And I gave the girl who was in the accident, the driver of the car, my cell. I said, let me know if you need anything.
Good Samaritan.
If you need a witness, because I witnessed it. So I was going back and forth. Anyway, they arrested the U-Haul truck driver.
As they should. It's a hit and run.
It was a hit and run.
What sort of dopey person behind the wheel of a U-Haul, which is, if you've ever driven one of those, now I'm not sure which size it was, whether it's smaller,
it was a bigger one. It was like a mid-size, yeah.
You know how hard those things are to maneuver, especially in like D.C. city traffic?
I don't know, man.
Like, of course you're going to get caught.
Whoever it was decided he stopped at the light down there.
You think a cop in a police cruiser isn't going to catch a big yellow U-Haul truck
that's
just lumbering through the city?
Right.
That guy's a moron. Moron!
I agree. He's stupid. Probably doesn't have a license.
I mean, I don't know.
Are U-Haul trucks yellow?
They're orange and white.
No, you're thinking of like a Penske.
You're thinking of riders.
Yeah, U-Haul. Whatever, orange.
Yeah,
but like
orange
they stick out like a sore thumb. They're easy to find.
Well, not only that,
they're slow.
But it was at an intersection where there was a million cars.
Right.
Everyone witnessed it. I was the only guy to stop.
Right.
I also think that every intersection in D.C. has a camera.
Oh, they all cameras. Assume. They're all congested.
Yeah.
They're impossible to get through.
But anyway, yeah, the guy got arrested like a dum-dum.
So we were talking about the NCAA tournament. A lot of people fired up that North Carolina makes the tournament. I guess I never really care about the last team in, but it does seem like West Virginia in particular has a case. They had 5 or 6 quad one wins versus the one.
1-12 against,
for North Carolina.
Yep. Now
then it is shady that the athletic director, I know they say he comes out of the room,
yeah,
the North Carolina athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, is the chairman of the selection committee.
Yeah.
They couldn't even beat Duke without Cooper Flagg.
Well, they're not as good as Duke. I mean, clearly. The problem is that when they look at the net rank, I understand that the quad one number is outrageous.
They're 1-12.
1-12. The overall net ranking, though, was considerable. So North Carolina was probably ahead of West Virginia by 15 spots in the net rankings. But in terms of the quad ones, yeah, it was very surprising. And now look, Cunningham said, I go out of the room. I'm not allowed to talk about North Carolina. And I trust that. But who knows why the other committee members decided to go with Carolina over.
It's horrible optics.
West Virginia. It's terrible optics. Of course.
And you should, JP, you should be pissed. And I'll tell you why. Because even if you're the last team in, you still have a shot. Tell that to FAU or any of these Cinderella teams that make the dance. West Virginia doesn't even have the opportunity to try and make a run.
Yeah, yeah.
And it speaks to a larger point of just a blue blood bias. Like sports is supposed to be this democratic thing where you go into the field, you go into the pitch, you go onto the court, and you settle it there. Now there's already you're playing, you know, with one hand behind your back because one team's a blue blood and you're not. It's not supposed to be like that.
I guess maybe I've just had that beaten out of me that I'm used to it. And every year there's going to be an issue at the bottom of the tournament bracket.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
Right. So if they chose West Virginia, another team's going to be unhappy. Maybe it would have been North Carolina. North Carolina would have said, well, maybe we don't have the quad one wins, but we've got the quad two wins.
No.
And we've got the, I'd never heard this term. Maybe it's a new one. We've got the WOB, which is wins above bubble.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I've never heard that term either.
There's always teams griping about the last four in and last four out, but when it's this egregious...
Is it egregious? Yes, it's egregious.
The main problem is because Cunningham's the AD.
Is it egregious if they have the better net ranking and they've got the better wins above bubble and they've got the better quad two wins?
Yes, it is egregious.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Here's how you fix this. The tournament needs to go to a computer system like the BCS, and it comes out at the start of conference play, and everyone kind of knows where they stand. If the tournament started tomorrow, and you can map out your path to the tournament throughout your entire season. You need to know what games you have to win to get in, what games you cannot lose. I know it kind of takes the shimmer and glitter away from Selection Sunday, but
Selection Sunday.
But at least it gets rid of this we were robbed, or it gets rid of this blue blood nepotism.
I'm pro Cinderella.
If you put West Virginia in, then Indiana has a gripe.
Yeah.
If you put Indiana in, Ohio State has a gripe.
I'm pro Cinderella. What I don't really like, and I understand that the teams I'm about to talk about are better than smaller conference school teams. I would cut off every conference. The max you can get in is 50%. I mean, the SEC got 14 out of 16 teams.
Well, it was the 14? Best. It was the best conference. Yeah,
I understand that.
It's hard to limit them.
But I would just limit it to 8. Incentive to compete in the regular season, you have to finish in the top half of your conference.
How does my computer model incentivizes teams to compete in the regular season? Because you know what games you have to win in order to get into the top 68. If you knew the tournament started tomorrow and you play this team today, that it's a win in it and you're in scenario.
Well, the problem is, Matt, the committee looks at a lot of metrics. They look at a lot of computer analytics.
I know, but if you have a one set,
believe me, all these analysts or these committee members, they're not watching every single game. They're not watching
Impossible.
Every single team.
No, but if you have
they're
a one
looking
set,
at computers.
But if you have a one set formula like the BCS was, you know what games it's more black and white that way.
I know.
It's
not, but then you got to look at strength of schedule.
I know that's all factored
strength
into the
of conference.
That's all factored into the computer model.
Well, whatever computer model they were looking at.
Well, I'm just saying there's multiple models that you can look at now and make an argument for.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Obviously, North Carolina is going to go on a huge run, and they're going to be in the Sweet 16, and Valdez is going to be looking like a fool. That happened a few years ago with VCU. It's
right.
The same thing. Everyone was pounding the table, said this is an absolute joke. They shouldn't be in the tournament, and they went to the Final Four.
Well, either that or
from a playing
game. Or they're going to expand because all these teams get pissed off and they say, oh, we should have been in. So then they expand to another 10 teams.
We don't need to expand.
No.
We just put 14 teams from a conference.
I understand
that. There are already too many teams. I like that it's – I don't like the play-in nonsense. I like that at 64. I'm an old curmudgeon.
I'm the same way.
That's an old curmudgeon.
It's what I'm used to.
I like the 64 as well. But then you have these people that say, oh, well, these teams should deserve to be in. Let's expand it even further.
Unlike Valdez, I kind of sneer at the play-in games. I know that he's a purist and he likes them in his bracket. I look at those as...
No, I mean...
It's like a novelty.
I didn't like the expansion, but if the team makes it into the tournament, I'm going to consider them in my brackets.
Are you worked up over Billis's comments?
Which is what?
Jay Billis.
Yes.
Said, I'm not as worked up about the end of the line this year. We spend too much time talking about the 30th best team in the country or the 35th best team in the country.
Yes. Because the
you're upset about that?
Yeah, because the tournament, the NCAA tournament is one of the purest forms of competition there is, where you don't have to be the best team in the nation to win a national title.
That's true, and it's a one-and-doner.
It's a one-and-done, and anything can happen. It's a crapshoot. Hey, you may not even see Auburn or Duke on your way to the national title.
Yep, those teams stumble.
It's fine, but West Virginia's best players hurt. They were going to get smoked anyway. West Virginia wasn't going to do anything. And so if you want West Virginia over North Carolina based on what they did in the regular season, I get that. But West Virginia's no threat to do anything.
He's been hurt since December. So how do they win all these games in end of December and January?
Well, weren't they 17-13? I mean, that's not a great year.
19 wins.
All right, 19. All right. So they didn't even get to 20 wins. So I'm not that upset about West Virginia not getting in. I understand what you're saying, that it looks terrible because Cunningham is the chair. But all these committee members looked at all these analytics and said, all right, Carolina's the first or the first one out, or the first one last in, and West Virginia's the first one out.
Well, if that's the case, then why didn't Memphis get dinged? Because their star player may not play in the tournament.
Well, they won their conference tournament.
I know, but I'm talking about the seeding.
Well, because they were ranked for most of the year.
I know, but if you're penalizing a team because of an injury, why are you not penalizing other teams because of an injury?
Maybe they are.
Yeah, that's
not with Memphis being a 5 seed.
Well, yeah, but Memphis was looked at as a much better team throughout the entire year. I mean, over 35 games. They were ranked pretty much the entire year.
Saying if your argument against West Virginia not getting in is injury, then why are you not penalizing other teams for injury? That's all. It's not about getting in or getting out. I'm talking about seeding.
All right, well, I'm talking about what they did for the entire year. So in terms of the seeding, the reason they're seeded so high is because they were ranked all year. If they weren't, then, you know, maybe they would have got dinged on the seeding.
I'm just glad the Terps drew a team that's literally been around for 5 minutes in Grand Canyon University. The first time I saw that team's name, I thought, that's got to be an online school. It has to be a school that gives you a diploma online. No,
didn't Dan Marley used to coach that school?
It's actually a brick-and-mortar university. It's actually a real thing.
Well, it's a for-profit university. It started as a kind of a gimmick school, but they
see that's what I mean. I kind of disrespect.
I'm going to keep pretend I didn't hear you say I'm glad the Terps got this team because Grand Canyon's good.
They are good.
They also don't knock
and
out.
They won a game in the tournament last year.
I'm not guaranteeing a Terps win.
He's just saying he's surprised that Grand Canyon is a school.
Yeah, I like seeing them draw a team that seems like an online university. Now I'm going to be eating these words come Saturday. I can tell already.
Well, just don't be close at the buzzer.
Yeah, don't let it
be
come
up
down.
By at least five.
Don't let it come down in the last 3 to 5 seconds because that's not great.
Hasn't been their friend.
No, it has not.
That's funny. But Bryce Drew's been, I think he's been there 4 years and he's been in the tournament 3 out of 4.
Right.
He just, you know, they get it done. And they're old. I know they're top three players. I think, you know, they're all probably 5 year seniors, maybe 6 year seniors. So it's an older team against a younger team. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. The Crab Five.
See if the Crab Five does work.
Kind of sucks. Don't they have to go all the way out to Seattle?
They do have to go to Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
So your one seeds are Auburn, Florida, Duke, Houston, and 14 teams get in from the SEC.
Yes, 14 teams get in.
That bothers me more than
Texas was kind of
the last team in.
Yeah, but with super conferences now, like this is going to be more the norm. When you have 18, 20 teams in a mega conference, you're going to get years where there's a dozen or more teams in.
Again, I recognize that probably the 13th and 14th best team in the SEC would probably beat, let's say, George Mason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have more teams like George Mason in the tournament mm-hmm. than the 14th team from the SEC. That's just me personally. I would just say you have to finish in the top half of your conference.
I mean, they're
but you know what? They're not going to ask me to be in the committee.
They are not.
There were teams in the SEC that made the tournament with 6-12 conference records.
Right. I wouldn't put those teams in.
But the strength of the conference is what got them in. Only two teams in the conference didn't get into the tournament.
Losers.
LSU and South Carolina.
Man, they must feel terrible about themselves.
I feel like this happens every year, and then these teams with all the everyone says all these teams deserve to be in will perform terribly.
Right.
And that's why the seeding, I'm sure, is also screwed up because they can't play each other. You have 14 teams from one conference in. They can't play each other in the first two rounds of the tournament at least.
that's tough to figure out. Yeah.
That's changed because you got possible second round matchups within the conference.
Of course. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. We love Lido Pizza. They're a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Remember, we got our pal Grant Paulson joining us to talk some Nats spring training as we get geared up for the upcoming baseball season. Chris Nockey, Terps color analyst at 8, and Mark Packer from the ACC Network to talk more NCAA tournament coming up at 9:20. Here on the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I don't know how many conversations we had about T. Higgins, but it was more than one.
Mm-hmm. Lots of them, actually.
A lot of fans talking about T. Higgins coming to D.C. Now, you got Debo, and you're going to be happy with Debo.
Mm-hmm.
But T. Higgins initially was franchised, and now the Bengals have locked him and Ja'Marr Chase down. Ja'Marr Chase under contract for the next 5 years at $182 million.
But before you go any further, let me just say, the Bengals are dumb. They're a prehistoric, archaic franchise, because if they had just given Ja'Marr Chase a deal right around the same time Justin Jefferson signed his extension,
they would have saved some money.
Or CeeDee Lamb signed his extension, they wouldn't have had to give him more than $40 million per year. They could have given him somewhere between like $34 and $36 million per year. But they dragged their feet, and they waited, and now they made him the highest paid player in the league outside of the quarterbacks.
So he's getting $161 million, $112 guaranteed.
Yes.
Meanwhile, T. Higgins gets 4 years, $115 million. If you do the average salary per season of these guys combined, they're going to be paying 70? These guys $69 million per season. The next highest is Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle at $58.3 million. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, the Eagles pair, they're making $57 million. So it's $12 million more than what the Eagles are paying their top two wideouts.
Right.
I would say, though, I do think Chase and Higgins are better than A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue Ja'Marr Chase is the best wideout in the game. And he's getting paid like it now at this point.
I mean, combined, I'm not sure if I would say that, but if you were ranking them one through four, yeah, Chase is one. I would agree with that. But you're right, they're stupid. I mean, they franchised them twice, and if they would have just agreed to deals those particular years, yeah, they would have saved some money.
Right.
But they are the Bengals. That's the reason. They better outscore people 45 to 41 this year.
Yep, because
they're not going to have any help on the defense side.
They're not
going
to be able to pay Hendrickson. Hendrickson he's obviously trade bait. They've given him permission to seek a trade. Hasn't materialized yet, but I mean, after giving all that money to the receivers, do you think they're going to pay Trey Hendrickson $30-plus million per year on a multi-year extension? I don't think so.
Now, he's in the final year of his deal.
Yeah.
So they could just ride it out and play him this year where he's going to earn $16 million.
They could do that.
Like, if they don't like one of the deals that supposedly he gets, they don't need to cave. Now, they'll lose him next year, but you can use him for another year.
They'd rather deal him for something instead of just getting, would they get a compensatory pick if he just walks scot-free in free agency?
Yeah, but if I'm Hendrickson and the Bengals do that, all of a sudden my ankle hurts.
Right. All of a sudden I'm not up for playing.
Yeah, but it depends the type of guy you are.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he's making pennies. He'd be making $16 million.
No, it's great
so
money.
You could say your ankle's hurt, but you're going to lose $1 million every week.
No, he's saying you're still active, but sorry, coach, I can't make it in today.
My quad,
I mean, you know, my hamstring is really tight.
It just depends the type of person you are. Like, if you're a good person, you don't do that.
Well, if you're a guy,
I don't know anything about Trey Hendrickson.
If you're a person who wants to make 30 plus million instead of 16, you might be that guy. I mean, it's just a possibility, and it might just be your agent saying, "Hey, you all of a sudden are going to come down with a hamstring injury."
But you don't support that, do you?
Do I support it? I support guys making...
Probably means on a case-by-case basis.
Here's
for you.
Here's what I support. I support players making as much money as humanly possible while they can because their careers are so short.
Yeah. He's under contract, though. So I think if you're under contract...
He has limited recourse. Like
you can be a jackass and pull the ankle move and hold out and do that sort of stuff. But you also can be a stand-up guy and play for your money. The contract which you earn,
sure.
You're going to make $16 million.
Or you can agitate, try to force your way out of Cincinnati. Might want to try to do that.
Look, maybe he wants to be in Cincinnati. He just wants it to work out and get paid like some of the top guys, which may not be possible at this point. And maybe they're going to end up trading him. My thing with Washington is I don't know how they could afford Trey Hendrickson. Now, they pulled off some deals where I thought they would have had to give up more for Deebo Samuel. They did
check the Commanders' cap space currently.
They could if they could figure it out. These teams figure it out.
They have $21 million in cap space at this point.
Oh, they certainly could pay him his contract from this year, which is $16 million.
Or they just move some things around, finagle the numbers.
They definitely need edge rushing. So over the weekend, I don't remember if this happened on Friday while we were doing the show or a little bit after, Dante Fowler did indeed sign, not with Washington. Dante Fowler Jr. signed with Dallas for $8 million. So they then signed Cleveland Farrell back. Now, he didn't have much of an impact this year, but they need people out on the edge. They need bodies.
Well, I mean,
I think they're bringing back Jalen Holmes, too. EB scoffed at running it back. Kind of seems like they're running it back. With most of their defensive players.
Unless they have something in their back pocket that we don't know about yet, they're bringing a lot of the band back together.
Well, I mean, they could also draft an edge in the first round.
I would think that would probably be their priority.
Or they could draft two edges in first, second round. We have no idea what their plans are in the draft. They're going to add players.
Sacks are not the be-all, end-all, but they are the sexy stat. And Farrell is pretty consistent throughout his career. This year he had 3.5. Last year he had 3.5. He had 2 the year before, 1.5 the year before. His high watermark for sacks was, as a rookie, 4.5.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's your guy, Mike Mayock, who drafted him, right?
Don't make him my guy.
You love Mike Mayock.
No, I don't. I love the fact that he has an accent that sounds like he teased it up at Valdez's spot. Was it Compass Point in Pasadena? He seems like a local yokel running the Raiders into the ground. There's a reason he no longer has a job with them. They swept everybody out, including him.
But you got to remember, they also signed 4 defensive linemen.
Right.
So they're not really running it back at that position. They went out and signed 4 different guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they can draft an edge guy in the first round or the second round.
They picked up Kinlaw, Eddie Goldman.
The guy Wise.
Right, Dietrich Wise.
And they signed somebody else. But so they're making some moves at the defensive line position. They just haven't gone out and gotten the big-time edge rusher yet. And maybe they still have a plan.
Kinlaw is the splashy defensive signing.
Yep.
Of the offseason so far.
And they've added 2 guys in the secondary.
Right.
If you want to consider Lattimore from last year, 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've made significant changes on the defensive side.
Yeah, but
that's just my opinion.
I think the 29th pick or wherever, if they move off 29 and move back to like 35 or 37 and get extra picks, I think it's pointing towards edge rusher. Whoever the top edge rusher is on the board at that point, probably going to be the pick. I'm not willing to wager on it, but that seems to be the case.
That won't really get your blood flowing.
I'm okay with an edge rusher. It's
but usually you like offense.
Oh, I love offense, JP. You know that. You know that from all the years. I love offensive players.
Well, but they went out and got Debo.
Yep. Good offensive piece.
Or maybe they look at a running back. Or maybe they look at a running back in the second round. Because they didn't add anything at the
now,
running back
position. Now, that's a room where they are completely running it back. Everybody from last year is in the mix. Everybody got re-signed.
That is
Nichols
true.
Gets a deal. Rodriguez, he signs, I think, a 1-year deal. Mm-hmm. Eckler has 1 year remaining on his 2-year deal. And B-Rob still in the mix.
Mm.
But Bengals, apparently, though, are still trying to sign Trey Hendrickson. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN went on the air yesterday and said there are some potential trade rumors with the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bengals are trying to find a sweet spot for Hendrickson. It's harder now that they signed Higgins and Chase. He wants more than $30 million a year.
Colts seem like a team. This is an aside. That seems like a team that I'm going to fade a lot in 2025. I mean, their quarterback room is Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson.
Yeah,
I don't like that very much at all.
Doesn't it seem like Daniel Jones wins that battle coming out of camp?
Maybe, but I don't think one is that much better than the other. I mean, Jones might be a little bit of a better passer than Anthony Richardson, but that's not saying a lot.
Yeah, you're not going to win a lot of games with that.
So the Colts have Hendrickson's former coach at Florida Atlantic. He's the D-line coach and his former defensive coordinator in Cincinnati, Lou Anarumo.
Mm.
He's an Indy, so that's the
true.
Connection.
That is a connection
so
there.
We'll keep you up to date on what's going on there, but the Bengals have locked down their 2 receivers. They're going to pay them a combined $69 million per season.
Well, and couple that with what they're paying Burrow per year.
Burrow making like $45 or $50
million. So this is called $120 million or 3 players.
They must have cakes as GM. Give all their money to the splashy offensive players.
You guys are dinosaurs, but at least you're paying your offensive players. That I do like.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Benson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.